The candles are lit. The theater is set. And you've come just in time for an evening with the Drunken Dwarf.
Yes, hello. I am Dufu, the Drunken Dwarf. Tonight, we'll look carefully at the wines of Norath and distinguish them with bouquet and vintage and body. First, we'll begin with brown cup mushroom wine, which could be made in any mid-level provisioner. Let's see here. While the real mushrooms give it a very smooth texture, I'd have to classify this one as, I'd a horse vomit! Next, we sample cucumber wine. Brewed by the simplest of brewers, distilled from the greenest, purest, firmest cucumbers. Let's see here. That's good cucumber wine, but still a steaming pile of null spit. Now, on to something more traditional. Elven wine, so exclusive, so fine, that the common provisioner is not allowed to brew its full-bodied essence. Now that's the stuff. All the fragrance and subtlety is orc sweat. Next, we'll move on to Jethel's favorite, bayberry wine. Let's see here. Fruity, sweet, with an aftertaste of freshly cut berries. I want to be caught dead with this girly foo-foo drink in me house, ya pansies! All right, let's see here. Earlier in the day, I had the opportunity to sample some fine examples of jum-jum wine, wild apple, sparkling pear, and zegenberry wine. Oh, crap. Not a single dwarf-worthy drop in the lot! Yeah, so, that's all the time we have for an evening with the Drunken Dwarf for this week. Remember, if it ain't ale, it's crap!